Hallelujah, praise God, it's Pastor Edu coming your way again with the Word of God. God has been so gracious to us and His mercies endure us forever. This morning, have a Bible with me, turn to the book of James chapter 4 verse 7. The book of James chapter 4 verse number 7. I read for the King James Version of the Scriptures. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse number 7 from the King James. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. I've started today's sermon as resist the devil. Resist the devil. From the scripture above, the devil, known as Diabolos, can be resisted. The devil can be resisted. Christ resisted the devil when he was tempted in the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 to 5. Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 to 5. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4 verse numbers 1 to 5. Let's read the accounts there. I read for the King James Version of the Scriptures. Matthew chapter 4 verse numbers 1 to 5. Very popular account. It covers the discourse between the devil and Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 4, verse numbers 1 to 5. Then Jesus was lifted up of the Spirit unto the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He was afterwards and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into a holy city and seated him on the pinnacle of the temple. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ was able to resist the devil with the word of God. And bear in mind, Christ was tempted when he was very hungry. He was light. He was without food. He was hungry. And the very first temptation was to satisfy his hunger. But Jesus Christ resisted the devil when the devil tempted him. Hallelujah. The devil always tempts us in order to turn our back to God. The purpose of the devil is to tempt us so that we turn our back to God. This morning, my prayer is that we resist the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The purpose of the devil is to steal, kill, and to destroy. The purpose of the devil is to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Christ came to give us life and life in abundance. Hallelujah. Resist the devil. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Adam and Eve failed to resist the devil, but rather yield to the desire of the devil. Hence, sin entered the world. So Adam and Eve failed to resist the devil, but rather they yield to the desire of the devil, and then sin entered into the world. Since then, the devil is always tempting and finding ways to destroy humankind. The devil is always finding ways to destroy humankind. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. But before then, you have to submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Like some of the failures to resist to the devil, when we fail to resist to the devil, let's see what will come out of it. One, we yield to sinful desire. Whenever we fail to resist the devil, The obvious thing is that we will yield to sinful desire. Whenever our sinful desire take dominion over us, it means we have failed to resist the devil. Hallelujah. When we fail to resist the devil, we separate ourselves from God. When we fail to resist the devil, we separate ourselves from God. In our foundation, chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So the only way that the devil can flee from us is for you and I to resist him. But when we yield, when we fail to resist the devil, then it means that we are separated from God. Hallelujah. Another failure to resist the devil, we die spiritually. You be living, all right, people see you living, but spiritually you are dead because you fail to resist the devil. Whenever we fail to resist the devil, we become slave to sin. Whenever we fail to resist the devil, we become slave to sin, and sin will take absolute dominion over us, and we become slave to sin. When we fail to resist the devil, we become enmity to God. Because we have failed to resist the devil, we become enmity to God. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse number 7. Hallelujah. Now, how can we resist the devil? If we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, and the devil will flee from us, how can we resist the devil? One way to resist the devil is to submit to God. If we submit to God, then resist the devil. In James chapter 4, verse number 7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When we submit to God, Jesus Christ was able to submit to his Father when the devil tempted him. He submitted to the Father. He failed to yield to the devil's desire. So he was able to resist the devil. One way to resist the devil is to submit to God. And how can we submit to God? By obeying his word and doing his will. Hallelujah. Another way to resist the devil is to abide in the word of God. Whenever we abide in the word of God, we resist the devil. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse number 7. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 7. Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Christ was able to abide in the word of God and was able to resist the devil. Whenever we submit to God, whenever we abide in the word of God, we resist the devil. Hallelujah. Another way to resist the devil is to put God first in whatever we do. Whatever we do, our thinking, our doing, we must put God first. When we put God first, when we make God supreme, when we make God paramount in whatever we are doing, then that is the surest way to resist the devil, and the devil will flee from us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so wonderful. God is so wonderful. We have to put God first in whatever we do. Another way to resist the devil is to be prayerful. We must pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 7, the Bible says that we should pray without ceasing. It means that we must be frequent in prayers. We must be frequent in prayers. We must pray all the time without ceasing. Hallelujah. Another way to resist the devil is to commit our ways to the Lord. When we commit our ways to the Lord, then we resist the devil. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse number 7. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse number 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Hallelujah. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. When we cast our burdens upon the Lord, that is the surest way to resist the devil in whatever he does. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Abide in the word of God. Put the word of God to use. Commit yourself to prayer. Submit yourself to the Lord. The devil will flee from you. As Christians, we should not entertain the devil in our life. We must resist him in all our endeavors. May God have us and bless us and give us the spirit to resist the devil in all our endeavors. This is Pastor Edu coming away this morning with the word of God. Amen. Hello, brethren. Once again, this is Pastor Edu coming your way with the word of God. If your Bible, turn with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1. I read for the King James Version of the Holy Scriptures. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. This is the Apostle Paul telling the brethren in Thessalonians to pray for him. Finally, brethren, pray for us. In fact, prayer is the only communication medium Christians channel their thoughts to God. Prayer is the only communication medium that we can vent our frustration. We can tell God our trouble and we can petition God through prayers. Hallelujah. Of course, it's of no doubt the Apostle Paul encouraged or urged the brethren to pray for them. They need to pray for them. Hallelujah. We as Christians need prayers in our Christian fellowship. We need prayer in our Christian fellowship. We need to pray for life. We need to pray for prosperity. We need to pray for increase in faith. We need to pray for love for one another. Hallelujah. Now let's consider why the apostle asks for prayers from the brethren. Let's see what Apostle Paul asks for prayers from the brethren. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. Why did the Apostle Paul request for prayers from the brethren? The first one is free course of the word of God. Paul was requesting for prayers for the word of God to be preached in a very free atmosphere. Hallelujah. In our foundation text in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse number 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. So because of the free course of the word of God being preached without any hindrance, the Apostle Paul requested the brethren to pray for him. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. So for the free course of the word of God to be preached, that was the reason why Paul asked the brethren to pray for them. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asked the brethren to pray for them was to deliver them from the wicked men. He prayed that the brethren should pray for them so that God would deliver them from the wicked men. Hallelujah. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 2. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 2. And that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Hallelujah. So Paul requests for prayers from the brethren so that God will deliver them from wicked men. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asks for prayers from the brethren was that Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul. Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 14, in the King James, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Hallelujah. Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul. So Paul sought for prayers from the brethren. This morning, will we seek prayers from the Lord and will be answered. Hallelujah. Because Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul, Paul asked for prayers from the brethren. Hallelujah. We need prayers in our Christian life. We need prayers. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asked for prayers from the brethren is that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That's the main reason why Paul sought prayers from the brethren. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. Now the last reason why Paul sought for prayers from the brethren was that it was a command. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, a very popular quotation, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It was a command that Paul told those in Thessalonians that he should pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must pray without ceasing. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. So the reason why Paul asked for prayers from the brethren was that for the word of God to have free course, for God to deliver them from wicked men, Alexander the coppersmith was trying to slay Paul. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And it is a command. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why the need for prayers in our lives as Christians? Why do we need prayers in our lives as Christians? The life of the early Christians was characterized by prayers. It is the only weapon to defeat the devil. Hallelujah. Why should we pray as Christians? We pray to give thanks in all circumstances. We pray to give thanks in all circumstances. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to pray and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? We pray for forgiveness. We pray for forgiveness. We've all sinned and fall short in the glory of God. We only need to pray for God to forgive our sins. When Simon wanted, the sorcerer wanted to pay for the power of the Holy Ghost in Acts 8 verse number 22, and these are the exact words of Peter to Simon: "Repent therefore of thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee." Hallelujah. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Hallelujah. We pray for forgiveness of sins, for God to cleanse us of all our iniquities. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? Prayer changes things. Prayers change things, circumstances. Prayer changes so many things in our lives. Hallelujah. James was killed and Peter was thrown into prison. Fervent prayer from the brethren rescued Peter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12, verse number 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but the prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for Peter. So Peter was rescued via the prayers that was said by the church for him. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? Prayer heals. Prayer heals. Prayer heals. In James 5 verse 15. In James 5 verse 15. "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Hallelujah. James 5 verse number 15. Prayer heals. "And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Hallelujah. Prayer heals. Hallelujah. Why do you need to pray? We need to pray to draw close to God. We can only draw closer to God in prayers. In James chapter 4 verse number 8, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded." Hallelujah. James chapter 4 verse number 8. "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded." James chapter 4 verse number 8. We need to pray to God and give thanks in all our circumstances. We need to pray for forgiveness of sins. We need to pray. We need to pray all the time. We need to pray because prayer changes circumstances. We need to pray because prayer heals. We need to draw closer to God in prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 1, our foundation text. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 1, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you." Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. We need to commit our lives to prayer. We need to communicate to God in prayers. We need to draw closer to God in prayers. Hallelujah. Prayer is an effective weapon to defeat the devil. We need prayers in all our lives. Remember, it started with prayer and ended with prayer. Hallelujah. This podcast can be heard on the following social media platforms: Apple Podcasts, that is those using Apple iPhones, iPad, and MacBook; Google Podcasts, those using Android; Pocket Casts; Anchor; Breaker; Public Radio; and Spotify, those who have Spotify in their country or in their region. And you can remember to subscribe and receive my podcast anytime I post them. May God help us and bless us and touch our hearts so that we'll be inclined to prayers to defeat the devil. And this Pastor Edu come your way this morning. Amen. Hello, brethren. Once again, this is Pastor Edu coming your way with the Word of God. If your Bible, turn with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1. I read for the King James Version of the Holy Scriptures. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the Word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. This is the Apostle Paul telling the brethren in Thessalonians to pray for him. Finally, brethren, pray for us. In fact, prayer is the only communication medium Christians channel their thoughts to God. Prayer is the only communication medium that we can vent our frustration, we can tell God our trouble, and we can petition God through prayers. Hallelujah. Of course, it's of no doubt the Apostle Paul encouraged or urged the brethren to pray for them. They need to pray for them. Hallelujah. We as Christians need prayers in our Christian fellowship. We need prayer in our Christian fellowship. We need to pray for life. We need to pray for prosperity. We need to pray for increase in faith. We need to pray for love for one another. Hallelujah. Now let's consider why the apostle asks for prayers from the brethren. Let's see what Apostle Paul asks for prayers from the brethren. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Hallelujah. Why did the Apostle Paul request for prayers from the brethren? The first one is free course of the word of God. Paul was requesting for prayers for the word of God to be preached in a very free atmosphere. Hallelujah. In our foundation text, in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. So because of the free course of the word of God being preached without any hindrance, the Apostle Paul requested the brethren to pray for him. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. So for the free course of the word of God to be preached, that was the reason why Paul asked the brethren to pray for them. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asked the brethren to pray for them was to deliver them from the wicked men. He prayed that the brethren should pray for them so that God will deliver them from the wicked men. Hallelujah. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 2. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 2. And that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse number 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Hallelujah. So Paul requests for prayers from the brethren so that God will deliver them from wicked men. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asks for prayers from the brethren was that Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul. Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 14, in the King James, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Hallelujah. Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul. So Paul sought for prayers from the brethren. This morning, will we seek prayers from the Lord and will be answered. Hallelujah. Because Alexander the coppersmith wanted to slay Paul, Paul asked for prayers from the brethren. Hallelujah. we need prayers in our Christian life. We need prayers. Hallelujah. Another reason why Paul asks for prayers from the brethren is that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That's the main reason why Paul sought prayers from the brethren. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. Now the last reason why Paul sought for prayers from the brethren was that it was a command. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, a very popular quotation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It was a command that Paul told those in Thessalonians that he should pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must pray without ceasing. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. So the reason why Paul asked for prayers from the brethren was that for the word of God to have free course, for God to deliver them from wicked men. Alexander the coppersmith was trying to slay Paul. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And it is a command. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why the need for prayers in our lives as Christians? Why do we need prayers in our lives as Christians? The life of the early Christians was characterized by prayers. It is the only weapon to defeat the devil. Hallelujah. Why should we pray as Christians? We pray to give thanks in all circumstances. We pray to give thanks in all circumstances. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to pray and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? We pray for forgiveness. We pray for forgiveness. We've all sinned and fall short in the glory of God. We only need to pray for God to forgive our sins. When Simon wanted to pay for the power of the Holy Ghost in Acts 8 verse number 22, and these are the exact words of Peter to Simon: repent therefore of thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Hallelujah. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. Hallelujah. We pray for forgiveness of sins, for God to cleanse us of all our iniquities. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? Prayer changes things. Prayers change things, circumstances. Prayer changes so many things in our lives. Hallelujah. James was killed and Peter was thrown into prison. Fervent prayer from the brethren rescued Peter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12, verse number 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but a prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for Peter. So Peter was rescued via the prayers that was said by the church for him. Hallelujah. Why do we need to pray? Prayer heals. Prayer heals. prayer heals. In James chapter 5 verse 15. In James 5 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. James chapter 5 verse number 15. Prayer heals, and the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. Prayer heals. Hallelujah. Why do you need to pray? We need to pray to draw close to God. We can only draw closer to God in prayers. In James chapter 4 verse number 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Hallelujah. James chapter 4 verse number 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. James chapter 4 verse number 8. We need to pray to God and give thanks in all our circumstances. We need to pray for forgiveness of sins. We need to pray. We need to pray all the time. We need to pray because prayer changes circumstances. We need to pray because prayer heals. We need to draw closer to God in prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1, our foundation text. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. We need to commit our lives to prayer. We need to communicate to God in prayers. We need to draw closer to God in prayers. Hallelujah. Prayer is an effective weapon to defeat the devil. We need prayers in all our lives. Remember, it started with prayer and ended with prayer. Hallelujah. This podcast can be heard on the following social media platforms. Apple Podcasts, that is those using Apple iPhones, iPad and MacBook. Google Podcasts, those using Android. Pocket Cast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, and Spotify, those who have Spotify in their country or in their region. And you can remember to subscribe and receive my podcast anytime I post them. May God help us and bless us and touch our hearts so that we'll be inclined to prayers to defeat the devil. And this is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning. Amen.